Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Nedarim, Daf Yod Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the third Mishnah, in the second Perek. And this Mishnah and the attendant Sugya will all be devoted to the issue of nested Nedarim and nested Shvuot. And that's the word that I will be using through the Shir and the word that I used on the handout. So to clarify, nested means that one Neder is within another. And here we go. Yesh Neder b'toch Neder v'ein Shvuah b'toch Shvuah. This continues the theme that we've been exploring since the middle of the first Mishnah, which is distinctions between Nedarim and Shvuot. So a Neder nested within a Neder will be valid, v'ein Shvuah b'toch Shvuah, but not the case with the Shvuah. Ketzad, we'll see an example. Amar harin nazir imochal, harin nazir imochal. You twice said, I am a nazir if I eat, right? Ve'achal, chayav kol achat ve'achat. Then you become a nazir twice, and then for every violation, it's a violation of nazirut. Shvuah shalochal, shvuah shalochal, but if you took an oath to that effect, ve'achal, and then you ate whatever it is you weren't going to eat, eino chayav al achat. Good. So now Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Shmuel have an essential machloket about nested nedarim. Everybody agrees nested shvuot don't work. Question is, do all nested nedarim work? Lo shanu el adamar harin nazir hayom, harin nazir l'machar. That's only if one of your statements was, I will begin Nazirut today if I eat, and the other one was, I'll begin Nazirut tomorrow if I eat. And the reason that works is, demigo dekamit vasef, yoma yateira, since there's an extra day that is not covered by the first neder, therefore, chayla Nazirut al Nazirut, therefore, there's room for it to be chal, which means a totally overlapping neder will not be valid, only if it's only partially overlapping. Aval amar in nazir hayom, harin nazir hayom, ein chala nazirut al nazirut. That's Rav Huna. Shmuel amar afilu amar harin nazir hayom, chala nazirut aleha. Shmuel disagrees and says, a fully overlapping nazirut is valid. Now we're going to test and we're going to see four challenges to Rav Huna, three of them from our Mishnah, one from another ruling. One, Ulu Rav Huna, ad tana ein shvuah b'toch shvuah. If our Mishnah is worded awkwardly, instead of saying Shvuah doesn't work but Neder does, Litni Yesh Neder B'toch Neder V'ein Neder B'toch Neder. It should have said some Nedarim work, some don't work. Harin Azir Hayom, Harin Zal Melchar, Yesh Neder B'toch Neder. Harin Azir Hayom, Harin Azir Hayom, Ein Neder B'toch Neder. It should have said if you do them one today and one starting tomorrow, then it works. But if you do them both starting today, where they have total overlap, it doesn't work. Instead of saying there's a difference in Nedarim and Shvuah, there's a difference within Nedarim. The answer is kasha. That's a challenge that we don't have an answer for. Challenge number two, tznan. Yesh tana b'toch neder v'ein shvuah b'toch shvuah, our Mishnah. So let's hechi dami. What's the case? Ilei madamar harin nazir hayom harin nazir machar. Remember, we're talking about parallel cases that in nedarim are valid and shvuah they're not valid. So what's the case in nedarim? That you said one neder that's going to kick in today, one that's going to kick in tomorrow. Then what's the parallel in shavuot? That would be like saying, I'm taking an oath not to eat figs, and then another oath not to eat grapes. Certainly, one shvua falls on the other. They're different things, just like nazirut is for different times. When is a shvua, nested shvua doesn't work? You said, I'm taking an oath not to eat figs. And you said again, I'm taking an oath not to eat figs. That's where it doesn't work. What's the parallel back to Nedarim? When you made them both for today. Nazirut, the issue is time. With the other things, the issue is what particular objects you're dealing with. So the parallel would be, and we said, Uktani yesh neder b'toch neder, that it is valid, which means that a fully overlapping neder is valid, and kasha l'Rav Huna. So Amar l'cha Rav Huna, this is how Rav Huna would answer that one. He didn't have an answer for the first, he has an answer for the second. Matnitin dama harin azir hayom, harin azir l'machar. He disagrees and says, our Mishnah is talking about a case where he said, harin azir hayom, if I eat, and then harin azir l'machar if I eat. And what's the parallel by Shavuot? Watch this. Because remember, it's really unfair to say Hayom for a 30-day period and starting Machar for a 30-day period is like grapes and figs, because grapes and figs are totally separate. Today for 30 days and tomorrow for 30 days shares 29 days. So it must be the Chavata Gabi Shavuot. What's the parallel in Shavuot? Da'amar Shalochal Te'inim. You said, I'm not going to eat figs. Chazamar Shavuot Shalochal Te'inim Vanavim. And then you went back and said, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes. So you're saying that shvuah is not chal because there's a partial overlap, but the partial overlap in Nedarim is chal. Tamochaila. Is that really true? Vahama Rabba. Shua Shalo Achal Tainim. Let's say that exact case. You said, I'm taking an oath not to eat figs. Chazarar Shua Shalo Achal Tainim Vanavim. And then you said, I'm taking an oath not to eat figs and grapes. Viachal Tainim. So you violated and you ate figs. Vifrish Korban. And you separated a, designated a Korban. Vachazar Viachal Anavim. And then you went and ate grapes. Havyaluhu, which means you've covered the first Shvua. Havyaluhu Anavim Chatzishir. Then Rabbi says, you're not chayav for eating anavim because once you brought the korban for the teinim, you finished with your first oath. Now what's left, an oath of teinim and anavim, you only ate grapes, which means you've only violated half of the shvua, and therefore, in mevin korban al chatzishir, you get makot, but you don't get, you have to bring korban until you violate the entire shvua. So if you took a shvua, for instance, that says, I'm not going to talk to you, you, and you, and you talk to two of them, then you don't bring a korban. Same thing, if you said, I'm not going to eat figs and grapes, and you ate figs, you don't bring a korban. It's a lav. But Rabba says, in this case, you said, I'm taking an oath not to eat figs. And then you said, I'm going to take an oath not to eat figs and grapes. And you ate figs, which means you violated the first shvua. The second shvua is still somewhat alive. And therefore, if you ate grapes afterwards, you're not chayev a korban because that's only half of the shvua. Right? So obviously when you said first figs and then figs and grapes, so clearly because the second shvua has an effect for grapes, it also has an effect for the figs, which means that is not an example of ein shvua chalala shvua. That is not an example of an invalid nested shvua. That's a valid nested shvua. So how can Rav Huna say that that's the case on our Mishnah that says it's invalid? The answer is Rav Huna lo sfer leka Rabba. Rav Huna doesn't accept this ruling of Rabba. He says that in such a case, you would really only be chayav for Anavim, and if you ate Anavim, you'd have a korban because you would have violated the entire Shvua. Good. Now, Meitave, third challenge. Mi shenazar shtei nezirut. If a man took two oaths of Nezirut, mana tarishona, which means, by the way, the halacha is, you have 30 days, and then you bring the korban, and then you have to do another 30 days. Mana tarishona, you counted the first 30 days, vihifrish korban, and you designated a korban for your Nezirut, and then v'nishal aleha, and then you suddenly regretted the whole process, and you did a sheilat chacham, and the entire first Nezirut was lifted. Al talosh niya barishona. Now, we don't say you have to bring another 30, but rather, the first 30 days now count for the second one. Hechidamina, what's the case here? Ile madama harina nazira yom harina zin machar, if it's where you said, like Rav Huna's case, a partial overlap, you said I'm a nazir today for 30 days, and then I'm going to start nazir tomorrow for 30 days. Amai altaloshni abarishana, how can you say that the second one is covered by the first one? The first one you did 30 days, but that means you only did 29 days of the second one. Haika yom ha-teira. Apshita namarin zara yom, harin nazara yom. It must be a case where you said, harin nazara yom, twice. Fitiyuv to Rav Huna, and you see that it's valid. And you see that the second one still works, which is why if you are shoal on the first one, the second one now comes home to roost. So, what's Rav Huna gonna say? Lo, liolam, harini nazir hayom, harini nazir machar. He says, really, it's a case of hayom and machar. Umay al talo, so what does it mean that the second 30 days are now covered by the first 30? Lavami hayom ayutera, meaning 29 of the first 30, cover that second. You still have to keep one more day. So, inami kinguan shakib al shtei nazirut bavatachat. The other possibility is that you did both nazirut in one statement. You know, you didn't say harini nazir machar, harini nazir machar. You say harini nazir hayom hayom, or harini nazir pamaim, or something to that effect. Now, that's Rav Huna's answer. Meiti Rav Hamnuna, so now we have a fourth challenge. The pasuk says, nazir lahazir. It's a pasuk that we've already seen several times, in the introduction to the parsha of nazirut. And that mikancha nazirut chala on nazirut. We saw this at the beginning of the Masechet. That nazir lahazir teaches that nazirut can overlap another nazirut. Shiachol I might have thought vahalodin who it's a kalvachomer. Ma shvua chamura. We'll see at the end of this passage why a shvua is more severe than a nazirut. Ein shvua chala shvua. I would think that since shvua, which is more chamur, still can't be nested, nazirut kala lo kol shekein, a nazirut which is less severe. How much more so that it should not work? Talmud Omer, that's why the Torah says, Nazir lahazir, mikanch nazirut chala nazirut. Now, hechidami, what's the case? Ile madam harin nazir yom harin nazir machar. Are we talking about a case where the guy says, I'm a nazir today for 30 days. I'm a nazir tomorrow for 30 days. Hakrabaya, that needs a pasuk? That's pshita that it works, because they don't overlap fully. A lot of them are in a zirayom, or in a zirayom. It must be the case where you took both of them starting today. Uktani zirut chal nizirut, and we said that it works, and which disproves Rav Huna again. Lo, hachmaskin gon shekibel alav shtei nizirut bevat achat. I must be talking about a case where they had both nizirut, the fellow took both nizirut on one time. He didn't just say harin zil machar, and then harin zil machar, but he said harin nazir pamayim. Right, and then everybody, even Rav Huna, will agree that they both work, because you can't choose which one over the other. In the other case, harin zil machar, harin zil machar, we just say the second statement is meaningless. Now, parenthetically, my chumra to shvua mi neder. Why is shvua more severe than a neder, which is why you had your kal v'chomer? Ela mishum dechayla afilu al davar shein mamamish. You're going to go back to the early mishnayot that a shvua affects things which are intangible. Well, neder nami chamur. Neder also has a chumra. She can chal al mitzvah k'rishut. That a neder can affect a mitzvah which a shvua can't. In other words, we saw chumra nami shvuot v'chumra shvuot b'nedarim. Each has its own strong point. So what's the inherent overriding severity of a shvuah, because in the context, in verse number 2 on the page, in the Aseret HaDibrot, when Hashem says, "Do not take my name in vain," it says Hashem will not cleanse, will not forgive the one who takes his name in vain, which gives an inherent sense of severity to a shvuah. All right, the end of the Mishnah said that if you said Harei Nazir twice, it works. Shvuah, it doesn't work. You chayv once, but shvuah shelo achal, shvuah shelo achal v'achal, eino chayv el achat. Eino chayv el achat. Listen to that wording. You're only chayv once. You're not chayv but once. Amar Rava, so Rava added, im nishal rishona, let's say that you then were shoal achacham on the first shvuah. Shni achal alav, the second one now comes home to roost. In other words, we don't say that the second one is absolutely meaningless, and the first one is the only one that's there, and if you get rid of it, you're free. The second one is waiting, like hovering, and if you get rid of the first one, the second one comes home. How do I know? My diktani eino ela achat. The Mishnah didn't say shua shalochal eino ela achat. It's only one. Rather, it said uktani eino chayev ela achat. You're only chayev for one. What does that mean? Ravcho delightly, which means there's no room for the second one to come in and be mechayev you. But if you're shoal on the first one and it goes away, then suddenly there's room for the second one to come in. Now there's another version of this that leads to the same conclusion. There's another version. We're being medayik in the Mishnah. We're not starting with Rava. We're medayik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you don't have a chiyuv for more than one. But it is a shvuah. So what's the practical implication of being a shvuah if not chayiv for it? L'chid Rava, for Rava's halacha. In other words, we get to the same conclusion, but instead of Rava introducing it and finding it in the Mishnah, we're medayik in the Mishnah, and then say the purpose of the implication of that is for Rava's halacha. L'chid Rava, da'am Rava, nishal rishon al talosh shniyah tachteha. Good. So lema sayei alei, maybe we have support for this notion from the ruling that we had earlier. Mishnah dar shtei nizirut manat rishonah v'frish korban nishalei al talosh shniyah rishonah. If you made two naziriyot, and then, when you finish the first one, you are shoel on it. We say the second one has now been completed through the first one, which seems to say that the second one is kind of hanging there waiting to roost, which, of course, is problematic because this is a net and not a shvuah. So now, we'll go back to the answer that we used earlier, and this may be the original place where it was used. It may be a case where you took both nizirut in one breath, in one statement. So there, even Rav Huna would agree that both nizirut are chal, and that's why if you were shoal on one, the other one now is real, but you've finished the 30 days, so you're done. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick up on the next Mishnah, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Adaf Yud Chet Amun Bet, when we pick up in our Shir of Daf Yomi and our study of Masechet Nedarim. Everybody should have a wonderful day.